Good morning. My name is Will. And as Pastor Ron said, in a couple of days, actually, I'll be leaving. So I'm really glad and thankful to have the opportunity to share with all of you today. And actually, earlier when Jin's parents were sharing, it was really great. But I was like, oh no, those are the same points I'm going to make. What am I going to do? So in particular, I'd like to thank those people that came later, because they didn't get to hear. Just kidding. Yeah. So today I'll be sharing my testimony of how I came to know the Lord and as well as God's call for me here in Japan. So my family started going to church actually when I was in middle school. I learned about who Jesus was, and in high school I believed that he died for my sins and gave me a new life. I was baptized then in high school. But it wasn't until college that I began to have a steady walk with Christ. It was in college I started to reflect on my life and saw how God's love had always been with me and the blessings that he had given me. And this realization made me want to live my life following closely after him. So let's start at the beginning. I was born in China while my parents were still in graduate school. However, when I was one, my dad passed away. And due to some problems between my mom and my grandparents, my mom wasn't able to raise me, and I went to live with my grandparents on my dad's side while my mom was finishing school. I lived with them until I was six, when my mom had the means to take me back to live with her. We soon immigrated to Canada so she could get her PhD in the town of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. So I was six when I moved, and I didn't know a single word of English. My mom didn't speak much either, and as a result, I failed first grade. And at this time, my mom was working as a maid to support us, and she brought me to meet this older couple whose house she had been cleaning. And they seemed to really like me, because I'm so charming. And the wife spent the entire summer teaching me English so I could go to school properly. And after that summer, I still spent a lot of time at their house, often when my mom had to work. They ended up adopting me as their grandson. And I still call them grandma and grandpa. They were and still are a big blessing to me. Without them, I'm not sure I could have learned English properly. And they filled in for my mother when she was just too busy with work or school. And so once my mom finished her PhD, we had to move again so she could do her postdoc research work. And for the next 2 years, I moved around a lot. I spent 1 year in Washington State, and then back to China for 6 months, and then another 6 months in Philadelphia before settling down in San Diego. And so, funny story. When I was in China, I was living with my aunt, and every morning nearby in this building, I'd always hear these dinosaur sounds, like, and I always thought there was an amusement park nearby and that people were having a great time. And then when my mom came to get me a few months later, I asked her, like, what's the deal with this amusement park? And she's like, what amusement park? That's a pig slaughterhouse. So shortly after we settled down in San Diego, and I was about 11 or 12 at the time, my mom got remarried. And so much like my adopted grandparents, my stepdad was in every way a father to me. He raised me as his own son and never held back in treating me like so. I'm so thankful he entered into our life, and I'm not sure where we would be without him. After moving to San Diego, things calmed down a bit. I didn't grow up the same way as many of the kids in my neighborhood, but I still had the same focus to get good grades and get into the best college I could. I worked hard towards this goal, and in 2006, I was accepted to UC Berkeley to continue my education. I guess for me, the transforming power of Christ really began to work in my life in college. Part of it, I think, was that I personally had a lot and still have a lot of growing up to do. Because of our situation, we were always very poor, and I was always taught that I needed to achieve worldly success. I needed to go to a good school and get a good job. So my focus wasn't on how I could improve as a person, but how I could improve my grades. And so the process of becoming grown up started after I had already become an adult. When I reflected on my life, I saw God's love for me. What I was missing in my family, I was always able to find in the family of Christ. God had given me grandparents and a father, whom, though not related by blood, really loved me. And in all my life, even here in Tokyo, people have always taken the patience and time to encourage me and help me in my walk. In all of this, I saw God's unconditional love for me. And I believe that this is a love that He gives all of us through Jesus Christ and the body of believers. After seeing that love for me, I wanted to know more and more about Him. So during that time in college and as a young adult was really when I began to have a walk with the Lord. And so actually, through all this time, I had never thought about missions. In college, I studied economics and accounting. And after graduating, I began to work as an accountant. And 2 years after I started working, my friend, Nathan, who always had a heart for Japan missions, approached me and asked me if I'd like to join him on a short-term trip to Japan. And I said, sure. We went to help a summer English camp in the city of Otawara in Tochigi-ken, about an hour north of Utsunomiya. And before we went to the camp, there was about five of us at the time, and they asked for our photos. So I was like, okay, sure. And after we went there, we found out that they had printed 10,000 flyers with our faces on them and put them in the local newspaper. And there's in a town of 80,000 people. So somewhere in Tochigi, I'm famous. One of the things I really saw in Tochigi was the faithfulness of the pastor to the calling God had given him. He and his wife felt called to reach out to the children in that town. And starting the summer program was an example of them stepping out in faith. This was the first year of that ministry, and so they were bold and advertised to the whole city. I don't think I would have ever thought to do something like that. And in the end, I really saw that their faith was answered by God. And that He blessed the summer program and the church through it. The members of the church came together to serve and share the gospel with the kids and families attending. I saw daily the work of the Lord being done. After a couple of years of going on these trips, I began to think about longer-term missions, and in particular, missions to Japan. This part was really difficult for me because I had been working at a good job, and on paper, everything was going really well. I didn't have to work overtime, I was being paid very well, and my boss gave me the freedom to set my own schedule. But despite all this, I couldn't find satisfaction. I couldn't seem to be content in just working. And I kept thinking about coming to Japan for missions. I had grown up thinking I needed to be safe and secure. And it was hard for me to go from that mindset to doing something radical like missions. But I began praying and reading and talking to people. And one of the ways that God spoke to me was through Hebrews 11, and in particular, these verses. This is after the author talks about these people walking out in faith and following after God. So Hebrews 11, verse 14 reads, "People who say such things show they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them." So I prayed that God would give me the same calling. I wanted to be sent as a missionary, and I wanted my heart to long for a heavenly country. And I wasn't sure I had that desire, so I just prayed God would give it to me. And I'm not sure if He had fully given it to me then, but I felt a desire to step forward in faith. So I quit my job and came to teach English in a town called Fukuroi in Shizuoka-ken. I stayed there for about 1.5 years, and honestly, it was a time of struggle for me. Coming from San Francisco, Christian community was always available to me, and I was active in the church. Going from that to the Japanese countryside, where there are very few Christians, was a huge change. Adjusting to the culture while also dealing with a lack of community made it a pretty miserable year. And this might sound dumb, but I couldn't really handle the weather. Because California weather is pretty much perfect. There are no seasons, and that's the way I like it. But I come to Japan, and I get this one short, beautiful month of May before it gets super hot, and it doesn't end until November. Like, some days it felt like the sun was next to me. And then you get this one nice month of autumn before suddenly it gets super cold. Ridiculous. And the sun, the schools didn't have any heating or air conditioning. So whatever weather was outside would also be inside. So anyways, at the end of all this, I was planning actually to go back to the States. The weather was not the main reason, but it did add to and make the other problems seem bigger. I thought that maybe I was wrong about my calling and that I wasn't meant to stay here in Japan. And around this time, so this was summer of last year, I got a call from the church in Tochigi asking if I would participate again in their summer program. I wanted to make the best use of my remaining time, so I said yes. And soon after, they asked me to prepare a congratulatory message for a new believer that was being baptized the week I'd be up there. And that person was Manami-san. Now, Manami-san was someone I had met the first year I ever came to Japan. She brought her two kids to attend the summer program and afterwards began coming to the Bible studies and occasionally Sunday service. They really ministered to her, and finally, after 5 years of all this work, she came to accept Christ and was being baptized. One of the reasons why she held off for so long was because her husband never approved of her faith. And though in the end he was okay with her believing, he didn't want anything to do with it. He didn't attend the baptism. And I saw in her what I believe many Japanese go through, the opposition of friends and family, or just the lack of understanding of their faith. But I also saw how faithful she was, and the steps she was taking and following God despite what that could mean. In my short 2 weeks there, I was reminded of why I had come to Japan in the first place, and again of the faithfulness I had witnessed that first year. And so here's where Dan Brandon comes in. I had known Dan through a mutual connection in California, and I found out he had extended his stay for 3 more months until December. I had come to Japan in the hope of doing missions. It seemed like God had opened a door and the opportunity to come do that here in Tokyo. Seeing this open door right after my trip to Tochigi felt like God's call and providence. So after talking and praying and deciding we could work together, I came up to work under Dan for ICF in September. So as I mentioned before, I had been an accountant. I had been at a few different companies and got to do a lot of different and fun things. But I never found something that satisfied. But working in ministry in Tokyo for me was a moment of like, ah, finally. A lot of my friends had found their calling early in life, but I felt I was always looking for what I was supposed to do. Being in Tokyo, I felt at last I was at the place God had been leading me to. I did a few things here in Tokyo, but one of my main ministries was ICF, International Christian Fellowship. And I really believe that ICF was a blessing from God. And its role served not only to reach and share with non-believers, but also to create a place where believers could come together to find fellowship and serve. As I shared before, in California, it was always simple for me to find a community of Christians. People just had more time on their hands, and I could probably meet with someone any day of the week if I needed to. But for me, that wasn't the same here in Japan. At ICF, I got to see what the Christian community can look like. I saw Christians coming together and giving their time to work and serve, not just pastors and missionaries, but working people who felt a burden from the Lord. In that time, I felt I really experienced the true fellowship of believers here, coming from different countries and different backgrounds, yet joined together by the God of all creation to do good works as He has called us to. It was really difficult for me to find something like that, and that made it all the more precious. I felt God's call to me as well to be here in Japan, to support this ministry and also to grow it, to create places where we can be joined together as the body of Christ to experience His love, and also to teach Christians here that God has given them everything they need to do good works, to share the gospel, and to take ownership of their faith. In my time serving here, I've learned that God doesn't need us. He's all-powerful. Whatever works need to be done can easily be accomplished by His hand. And yet He calls us instead to serve Him, not to watch us fail, but because in serving Him, we learn the depth of His love that He has for us. We get to see His blessings in the work we do and feel the grace He freely gives us each day. In serving Him, I found my personal walk with God to be strengthened, because I realize I can't do any of this without Him. And so I need to depend on Him for strength, wisdom, and many other things. Okay, so in serving Him, I found my personal walk with God to be strengthened, because I realize I can't do any of this without Him. And so I need to depend on Him for strength, wisdom, and many other things. And the great thing is, He readily provides all of that. While in Tokyo, I've had the chance to befriend a few college students. At first, my intention was to disciple and lead them towards becoming stronger Christians. But as it turns out, meeting with them has actually grown me a lot. Their friendship and brotherhood have helped me to see that they were also a part of God's goodness to me here, and I rejoice in the fellowship we have together. If you feel in your heart that God is calling you to serve, whether in full-time ministry or in any way, I want to encourage you to follow that lead. Don't worry about being capable, because God has that covered. When Jesus called the 12 disciples, they were woefully inadequate for the job He had them do. We see that in the Gospels. They keep failing time after time. And yet through the work the Lord gave them, the Lord grew them to be leaders of the church and holy men and women. God will always provide for His work. So now I'm going back to California, but not to stay. In my time in Tokyo, I've seen the work that God is doing and also felt the call that He's given me to be here as a full-time missionary. It was a really hard thing for me to say yes to that call. On one hand, I've really enjoyed my time here with all of you and working with MCC. But growing up the way I did, it's very scary to me to imagine being supported rather than working for a company. I've always been taught to seek worldly security, and taking a step in the opposite direction is a challenge. My parents were quite unhappy when I decided to come to Japan temporarily, and I don't think it'll be that much better when I tell them I want it to be long term. It's difficult to honor my parents the way they want me to, and yet fulfill the calling God has given to me. While I was praying about this, a verse from Matthew 10 kept showing up. And so this is starting from verse 37. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it. And whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. I thought about the faith of the people in Hebrews that longed for a heavenly country. I thought about the faith of Manami-san, who put Christ ahead of her husband. And I thought about my past and all the things God had led me and my family through. I realized that God gave me a family. And even more than that, He gave me the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. And He can certainly provide a life and a place for me here in Japan. And so I have to say goodbye to all of you, but hopefully not forever. And I'd like to invite all of you to support me through your prayers as well. Please pray for my family and my home church, that God would transform their hearts. Please also pray that I would make good use of my time back, that God would lead me to the right people. And please always pray for God to send more workers to Japan and to raise up workers here to harvest the crop that God has been preparing. So thank you again so much for your time. MCC in the short while has really become a family to me, and I've been touched by the warm welcome I've received and the love that you've always shown. I hope to see you all again soon. Thank you, and God bless.